My mother named me after a cow's rear end. It's the favorite village joke, and probably the only one. But it's not really true. At least I don't think it's true. And neither does Gran. Really, my mother had another name for me. A wonderful name. But no one ever heard it. They only heard the first part. The worst part. Mother had been very ill when I was born. Gran said she was fevered and coughing, and I came before I was supposed to. Still, my mother held me close and whispered my name in my ear. No one heard it but me.
"His name?" Gran asked. "Tell me his name."
"His name is Rump." Gran gave Mother something warm to drink and pried me from her arms.
"Tell me his name, Anna. All of it."
But Mother never did. She took a breath and then let out all the air and didn't take any more in. Ever. Gran said that I cried then, but I never hear that in my imagination. All I hear is silence. Not a move or a breath. The fire doesn't crack, and even the pixies are still. Finally, Gran holds me up and says,
"Rump! His name is Rump!"
The next morning, the village bell chimed and gnomes ran all over the mountain crying, "Rump! Rump! The new boy's name is Rump!" My name couldn't be changed or taken back. Because in the kingdom, your name isn't just what people call you. Your name is full of meaning and power. Your name is your destiny. My destiny really stinks. I stopped growing when I was 8, and I was small to begin with. The midwife, Gertrude, says I'm small because I had only the milk of a weak goat instead of a strong mother. But I know that really it's because of my name. You can't grow all the way if you don't have a whole name. I tried not to think about my destiny too much, but on my birthday I always did. On my 12th birthday, I thought of nothing else. I sat in the mine, swirling mud around in a pan, searching for gold. We needed gold, gold, gold. But all I saw was mud, mud, mud. The pickaxes beat out a rhythm that rang all over the mountain. It filled the air with thumps and bumps. In my head, the mountain was chanting, "Thump, thump, thump, bump, 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 rump, rump, rump." At least it was a good rhyme. Thump, thump. Thump, bump, 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 rump, rump, rump. But, hey, but! I groaned as Frederick and his brother Bruno approached with menacing grins on their faces. Frederick and Bruno were the miller's sons. They were close to my age, but so big, twice my size and ugly as trolls. "Happy birthday, but! We have a present just for you." Frederick threw a clod of dirt at me. My stubby hands tried to block it, but it smashed right in my face and I gagged at the smell. The clod of dirt was not dirt. "Now that's a gift worthy of your name," said Bruno. Other children howled with laughter. "Leave him alone," said a girl named Red. She glared at Frederick and Bruno, holding her shovel over her shoulder like a weapon. The other children stopped laughing.
"Oh," said Frederick, "do you love Butt?"
"That's not his name," growled Red.
"Then what is it? Why doesn't he tell us?"
"Rump," I said without thinking. "My name is Rump." They burst out laughing.